now dictation for Maria Benitez, B-E-N-I-T-E-Z, August 27, 31, address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Mrs. Benitez, who has hypertension with exacerbation in the recent past, with renal Doppler suggestive of renal artery stenosis. She is 91 years old, but otherwise very intact. Went to see interventional radiology Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I. He believes that the angioplasty stent might benefit her because of prior severe hypertensive urgency, and kidney function remains fairly acceptable. Comes accompanied with the daughter. We speak in Spanish. Blood pressure improved, but it's still not very well controlled. Has lower extremity edema. No headaches, changes on eyesight. Has decreased hearing from age. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Medication list review. On a low dose of Norvasc, clonidine, valsartan, HCTC. Blood pressure today was 298 on the right side, the large calf. No respiratory distress, although some degree of JVD. Lungs are completely clear. No pericardial rap or arrhythmia. No abdominal tenderness or ascites. 1+, 2+ edema bilateral below the knees. No focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries recently, late October, creatinine 1.0, GFR 53, low sodium 134, potassium elevated at 4.9, normal acid base. Normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, mild anemia 12 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, long-standing, primary, recently exacerbation, likely from renal artery stenosis, renal Doppler, very suggestive, with peak systolic velocity above 200. It was 233 for the right kidney, middle artery, 215 for the left kidney, the origin of the artery. Patient is discussing with family. Obviously, given her age, there is a number of concerns from local anesthesia, complications of procedure, local bleeding, thromboemboli, lower extremity, cardiovascular, cerebrovascular events. She can choose to do just medications. In that regard, blood pressure today in the office is poorly controlled because of the hyponatremia. I'm not going to go any higher on the HCPC. We could increase further the Diovan. I'm afraid of increasing Norvasc, which will be very effective. Already has lower extremity edema and severe constipation. We could increase the clonidine, although again, side effects, dry mouth, sudden drop of blood pressure, constipation, in elderly people, mental status changes. However, probably this is going to work the best. I'm going to make it a same dose 0.2, but instead of 2, increase to 3 times a day. She wants to also be in peace with God. before doing any procedures. All questions answered. She will keep me posted with her decision. We will do new chemistry a few days before the procedure to assess that the low sodium is not getting any worse. She will keep me posted with high blood pressure response. End of dictation.